This is perfect. This is where he has underwent many hard tribulations and trials. But nevertheless, we have cut through our we told the truth just like he did. Now, I told you in the beginning that this school was found to have a proof of a vision and a revelation that was given to me. Now, when I first saw the vision, I didn't understand. And then it had to be lived before I understood. But when it was healed, the understanding of what I saw in the vision, then I understood. Now, this is one of the things I was facing in the present. If you know that the scroll was written once you see it, Yahweh has sent somebody along to tell the people the truth.
Right.
Now, it was not a speculating thing. Now, there was Yahweh in the captain who had contact and communication with that individual. So there's no one. No one knew nothing at all about Yahweh going to round the world or to what? In one place. Until Yahweh told him. We come on down to this is not the code of an age. You come on down to the children of Israel, down in the land of Egypt. Now, he just didn't send their song, didn't have the opportunity. Tell the people anything. And he didn't send Moses down there, telling them he hadn't seen or knew nothing about it.
Right.
He told them. And what he told him to tell Pharaoh and his children of Israel was true. And Moses got that direction from Yahweh. And as we come on down, I'd like to say it this way. Now, Yahweh is known. Now, this is one of the things that the people can't buy because they don't understand. They don't realize that Yahweh, the Lord, was incarnated in Yahushua. Back there with Moses. They don't understand. They don't recognize that. They don't realize. And he was in direct communication and contact with them at all times. At one time, the Israelites asked him, Moses, I'm talking about, what should they do about eating the Passover if they had touched a dead man's body, many of them were slain in the world. And Moses, the first thing he said, I don't know. I'll have to ask God for it alone. See, now he didn't try to go on telling my man, or jumping, or like we used to do. You know what I'm talking about? He just said, I don't know. He said, I'll have to ask God. Or I'll have to ask God for it alone. Now, could you conceive in your mind him asking Yahweh to ignore him? When he didn't know nothing about where he was. See? didn't have no idea when he wrote a time map or the contract. But you can keep a thing like that in your mind. That really just doesn't make sense.
Right.
So he went in and he asked the person who called Joshua. Mm-hmm. And Joshua told him that if they had touched the dead man's body, they couldn't eat the Passover, but 3 days afterwards they could eat. Is that right? Now here comes Paul, a little further down. We're on the highway going to Damascus. And he saw a Joshua. Now remember, now people don't take this in consideration. They don't think about you. They don't know nothing about you. Now, when Paul saw him on the way going to Damascus, he had revelations from the dead, he had ascended into heaven. Now, this is after their ascension, and after the going out of the Holy Spirit, and the establishment of the new covenant. This is after. Now, then the question comes to Paul. Well, what about you, Paul? Were you in the body or out of the body? Paul said, I don't know. Whether in the body or out of the body. That I don't know. But something he did know, and that was that he saw him and he communicated with him. And he called him by his name. And so if you go on down to Damascus, down on Straight Street, my dear. He had a man waiting on him down there. And he was down there. Now that man was in contact and communicating with him. Now what the apostle wanted to do, he wanted to go back up to Jerusalem and jump on them up there that denied the resurrection of Joshua and Messiah and bride to show that that's the truth. So he had seen for himself. And no man that had ever seen in Israel, like the apostles and Moses, and would you allow me to form
himself? Yeah.
Now there's nothing you can do in my case. The devil just don't have no. You don't have nothing to offer me, you know what I mean? Nothing he says about me don't bother me at all. Because I know what happened. And I know him too. I know what it is. Now, what we gotta care for tonight is to tell you when we try to show you. First of all, you got this ministry mixed up and mixed up, misunderstood. Now that's the first thing. That's why he said when he ascended, he said captivity and gave every gift unto me. You have 9 different gifts in your book. And I want you to know that Yahweh is ever present. At all times, now, and have foreseen those that understand the truth, and have given you this ministry of reconciliation. And then dispense with the hidden things of dishonesty, and with alibis and excuses. We don't need to be bothered. Now this Yahweh has a purpose, and he has a plan through the dispensation of age, and he's carrying it out. Now you have an adversary, the devil, not Yahweh. No, instead of the devil being a liability to Yahweh, he's an asset. Good, good. You need to know that in advance. But now, then it's a tiny spirit that will cast out heaven and then incarnate into the world.
That's right, right.
And now, listen, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to mend the word. See? Now, there always come up with some kind of an alibi or some kind of a so-called legitimate excuse for whatsoever they believe to be right. Now, my thought here is this. Now, what you're going to have to do, now this is without a debate, or this is without a controversy. You're going to have to obey those that Yahweh has given you as ministers of God. You may not think so. You may disagree with it. You may think otherwise, but then you still don't have to do what you're saying. And you are. Could I just say one thing? This little nuke in Springfield, Ohio, as well as those elsewhere, this is the true Messiah body of Joshua the Messiah on earth. Now, just in case you want me to prove that, I'll prove it. The fourth chapter of the first epistle of John, and start to read at the first verse.
Beloved, read by every spirit.
Now, just don't read every spirit. I just got to tell you about that.
Yeah.
Everybody comes along and is called for this good thing. The fire is going to come here. Every one of you has a doctor. I believe this, and I believe that, and I believe this. You see? They all have a doctor. I couldn't just imagine a congregation of people with an individual and separate doctor. One of their own truth and one of their own nature. How about that? Don't you know there is no way for reconciliation and agreement? Don't you know there ain't no way for nothing like that? And you got your own body here, Lord. You see what I'm talking about here? Did you want to submit all that to the righteousness and will of God? But if you won't do that, you're going to do the super. See what I'm talking about? I don't care nothing about what Dr. Kennedy and nobody else says about it. I'm 3 times 7. I got on long pants. I like the way people are. Yeah. I know all about God long before I ever heard a fellow Dr. Kennedy. And this name is a funny name you got. That's that new stuff. I beg your pardon. You got the new stuff. You got the new stuff. And somebody got to understand, give me that good old time religion. And they don't even know what it was. Yes, it is. And you're on it too. Well, if you go out there and go across the street and you get killed, then clearly
get hit by it, I don't know if you will project for that projection to happen. That's not what you're trying to do. That's not the true meaning of predestination. No, no. Now, what is the true meaning of predestination? Now, if Yahweh had a purpose and a plan, that he would not digress and deviate from. You see what I mean? And you came out by the ignoring, through Jack was inside. I mean, came out of the Father. Now, let me see if I can get that fixed too. Because just saying that, oftentimes that go right on with somebody's head. It doesn't seem back to Matthew, as well as some short course. Or philosophers, they said, you are offspring of Yahweh. John 3:16, get this word, double progenitiveness. That means this instinctive love of offspring. That's what it means. Now, here in the 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostles, read that.
And in times of this
ignorance,
Yahweh
with him. Now, go on back up a little bit.
For in him we live and
move. That's right. Now, I want you to see this. I want you to understand this. In him we live and we move. And we have our being. Good. Now that's where you've never been outside at no time. All right.
As some of your own voice.
As some of your own voice has stated.
For we are also his offspring.
We are also his offspring. So let me say, we are his offspring. We sprung off from the fire. How's that hard? Yes, indeed, it ain't hard to play. It's hard to see. Now, look, you sprung off from the fire. You are his offspring. What else that?
For as much then as we are the offspring of Yahweh, we ought not to think that gold or silver or clothing.
Now you ought not to think. You ought not to think that gold or silver or stone.
Graven by art and man's device.
Graven by art and man's device.
Can be like the Most High.
Can be, huh?
Can be like the Most High.
Can be like the Most High. Now you hold that. I think the 28th chapter of our 14th chapter of Isaiah. And what is 14 verse? Now we want to get one to go along with it.
I will ascend above the height of the cloud.
Now I will ascend above the height of the cloud.
I will be like the Most High.
Now, I will be like the Most High. And I will say that. Everybody wants to be as strong as everybody else. Y'all wouldn't give you anybody who wants to give you a pastor or for assistance or whatnot. And you decide that you want to do your way, and you understand what I'm talking about. And whatever you think about anything, that is. Now that's predestination. But that's not it. Because he's giving you somebody that knows the purpose, knows the plan. And suppose you did go out there and get hit by a nine or a field and killed. What if you didn't know what God is, you'd just be off.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, that was foreordained and predestined too. All right, then. Now you've got a negative scripture over here. So Yahweh is not that concerned with drunk as some men come back. But it's a long question to us, not willing that any should fail, but that all should come to repentance. Now, how do you explain that? You see? You just get right out of one trap and right into another. You got the thing all twisted up. And you just pray. Now listen, now you just pray. That is the time of that evening.
Yahweh winked at.
But now, you see, he can't say that. And he can't say that. Unless he has given them the truth and a profound knowledge. He can't command a demand them, both Jews and Gentiles, to repent unless he has given them the actual truth. See? Now let me show you this. Now when Joshua had these people on cross the river, dirt and tattered in the past, I'm not in the tank. In the 24th chapter, I think it is, of Matthew, Joshua.
24:14. Now therefore, fear Yahweh. And serve him in sincerity. And in truth. And put away the idols with your power. Serve on the other side of the flood.
Somebody said, I beg your pardon, of course, God, you weren't born down here. They believed that. That's what they.